Breaking news, everybody. Welcome in to Football 24-7 here on Jacob Sports, a breaking news edition here in middle to late May. Nick Sirianni, the much-anticipated contract extension, has officially landed. Not much details on the info on the extension, but we know he's here to stay. Johnny Mack, Nick Sirianni, extended brother. We've been waiting for this one all offseason.
Yeah, there was no doubt that it was going to be extended. Jeffrey Lurie kind of really confirmed it back at the owners' meetings, said you'll be hearing about it soon. So that was, I guess, April 1st, and now we're in May, and I guess that's soon in Jeffrey's world. But, I mean, the guy's resume is just off the charts. You know, there was never any doubt that the Eagles were going to get something done. The question is how much money and all that kind of thing. And will he go past Andy Reid as the highest paid coach in NFL history, things like that. But, four consecutive postseason appearances. I just had to run down his accolades. You know, this is the third winningest coach in the Super Bowl era history behind John Madden and George Allen. And those guys, you got to go back to the 1970s. If you want to go back to the entirety of the NFL, he's the sixth winningest coach in NFL history. And, you know, there's guys from the 30s and 40s you got to go back to. So the success on the field speaks for itself. But it's always interesting because of, you know, the EKG-like passion of the Eagles fans. Because, I mean, this guy was – people were talking about him being on the hot seats. After his 2-2 last season, coming off the collapse of 2023. So things move quickly in the NFL, but, you know, from the Eagles' standpoint, this guy's been a home run hire to make four consecutive postseason appearances, two NFC titles, a Super Bowl title. It's tough to get better than that.
No doubt about it, John. Smaller sample size so far, but what a successful first 4 years for Nick Sirianni. John, how much of that do you attribute to Nick Sirianni? I think he's the perfect coach for this organization. That doesn't mean he's a perfect coach overall, but I do think this organization, John, needs a specific type of coach. And, you know, many wonder, oh, they fired Doug 3 years after a Super Bowl. I think Nick fits the mold of what Jeffrey and Howie want in a head coach here in Philly. How much of the success do you put on him, and just kind of your thoughts on that and how he fits in this organization?
Yeah, quite a bit. It was interesting because I heard Landon Dickerson talking. I think he was on Sirius XM NFL radio. And he was just saying something off the cuff about how, you know, how great it was for the 2024 Eagles and the accomplishment, and that it was, you know, that's it. Yeah, every NFL team has a one-year shelf life, and you got to start all over again. And I thought to myself, boy, that sounds a lot like Nick Sirianni and his, you know, his attempts to keep this team in the moment at all times. And stuff like that sounds simple, but I've always latched on to what that Connor Barwin statement when he was talking about Nick, and that's, you know, the burden of teaching is repetition. And it gets kind of droning and boring, and, you know, no matter how many times and new people come in and new and their TV people, and they expect certain answers, and no matter what they do, Nick says it's about this week, it's about this opponent, it's about this game. He won't look ahead 10 feet, never mind, you know, as we do, Xander, every day we talk about, well, what's this team going to be this season? He's thinking about week one. That's it. That's right. It. And then you move to week two. And then you move to week three. And if you handle your business and you do it the right way, you can do some special things, or as he has called it, special shit. and that's happened. But, you know, it might seem trite to people. It might seem like lip service, but that's the way he lives the job. And it really is, when you do it that way, when you make it about the process, you've already heard it. I mentioned Landon. You've already heard it from A.J. Brown. You've already heard it from Devontae Smith. When you live the process and you're not beholden to the results, because a lot of times the results are out of your control because of injuries, right, because of things that happen in life. But if you keep doing things the right way, positive outcomes are more likely to happen than negative outcomes. That's it. That's the whole secret to it all. But it's easier to say it than to do it.
Right.
And he's managed to keep this team on course. And I always talk about it, and, you know, 99% of the people are going to talk about X's and O's. And I'm going to be one of the 1% that talks about leadership and that kind of stuff, because it's more meaningful. It's more meaningful for long-term success. And if you read Jeffrey Lurie's quote, and this really goes back to Andy Reid, you know, that's what he's looking for, sustained success. Because if you're in the dance every year, you got a chance for the stars to align. That's the whole approach. That's been the whole approach since 1999. And it started to pay a lot of dividends in the Nick Sirianni era.
No doubt about it, John. It sounds like, you know, things that can be applied to much more in life than just football. And that maybe I'm being, you know, a little bit over the top about it, but I think a lot of those, you know, same principles apply to life as in general. So I think Nick has done a really good job here in Philly. Well done, John.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
Talking about, will he be paid more than Andy? Now, full disclosure for everybody listening, John hasn't had quite the amount of time needed to be able to uncover some stones or turn over some stones to figure out the information. But any word, anything you've heard through the grapevine on where Nick is on the totem pole of head coaches?
No, I mean, I can't. No, it's a short answer. I mean, coaching contracts are a little bit more difficult to confirm than player
contracts.
Right,
it's not something that's typically publicly revealed anywhere. Right.
But I would be stunned. Right now, Andy is the highest paid coach, around $20 million. Sean Payton, I believe, is second at $18 million. I would be stunned if he's less than 19. And to me, the only question is, will he get more than Andy and become the highest paid coach? Because he deserves it, to be honest. But there's a little bit of cachet and gravitas to Andy Reid. But I can't picture it being less than 19 at least. And will it be more than 20? We'll see. But you know, and the back end of that is, if anything, under 19 is an absolute bargain for the Eagles. But on the back end of that is increased expectations. And I talked about that a couple times. I'm like,
yeah,
boy, when he gets this deal, it's like there's no rest for the weary, because you got to produce with this deal.
No doubt, John. You took the next and final question thing on, you know, right out of my mouth. But John, with this contract comes great expectation. We talked about a word that you used, John, that I loved about Doug Peterson, was the expectation was that a Super Bowl, the first ever in Eagles history, would have earned Doug Peterson a lifetime dispensation card. Well, that dispensation card expired after 3 years, John. What does Nick Sirianni have to do to have longer staying power, to remain the coach of the Eagles, and to live up to the expectation that now come with this new contract?
Well, you have to have sustained success now, and especially with that, because, you know, again, you can go back to 2023, and there was legitimate crying for this guy to lose his job. And I always tell the story going down to Tampa Bay. Even though the Eagles were playing poorly heading into the playoffs, I thought it was ludicrous to talk about him losing his job. Coming back from Tampa Bay, I was like, ooh, that, you know, that was ugly. Well, let's see what happens. And sure enough, I mean, there was a little bit of hand-wringing. and questioning. So that's how quickly things can turn in the NFL. And remember, that's a $7 million a year coach, which was a bargain. So you add on top to it, let's just use that 18 number that Sean Payton makes. You add the $18 million on top of it, you know, you have two seasons of not reaching expectations. You're right back in hot water. That's how quickly things move in the NFL. So you have to have sustained success. And then if you reach a 10 or 15 year period like Andy's done and Bill Belichick had done, you know, then maybe you have a little bit more. But I mean, you've seen the Eagles' history with coaches since Andy Reid. And Jeffrey's gotten a little bit more antsy. Now, maybe the success has calmed that down a little bit because he changes like everybody else as well. But, yeah, I learned my lesson with Doug. I'm not going to say he's here forever because this city just won't accept less than a really high level of football.
And I think John, it's more so than the city. I think it is in a way it's the owner, you know, and I have no problem with that. I think that's a good thing, but it does certainly create a lot of pressure on the head coach to be able to continue to stay at the top of his game. John, great stuff, man, on Nick Sirianni. We'll talk more about it tomorrow morning on Birds 365.
Yeah, real quick, I wanted to say one thing before we left, Sander. Also, Joe Douglas is back.
Yeah, I was going to go there. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Was able to confirm it. Jeff McClain had it first, so I'll give him credit, but was able to confirm it. So Joe will be back in a senior scouting role, and that's a big get back. When we talked about the Eagles losing a number of scouts, now they have some big-time experience, and people can say, you know, Joe failed in New York, and he did with the Jets, but I mean, the Jets are a terrible organization.
Yeah, how many times have we talked about that in the last couple of weeks? Bad organizations.
Yeah. And, you know, when you get a GM job, you generally take a GM job. So, you know, he's proven himself as a scout in Baltimore for 14 years under Ozzie Newsome in Chicago for a short period. And with the Eagles, obviously, as their vice president of player personnel. So, essentially, how he's right-hand man on the personnel side. So to reset that back is a big get back for the Eagles as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, kind of what, you know, how Joe left the Eagles and now he returns. Is there anything there to look for when you have a bunch of big egos and a bunch of guys who've been GMs? What does that look like? So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But no doubt, Joe Douglas is a big get back and Nick Sirianni is extended. John, your final thought? We'll let you run, brother. We appreciate you doing it this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, the Eagles weren't going to let Nick Sirianni go into a lame duck season, especially after winning a Super Bowl. That's just not how the way this organization does business. So it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when, and it happened today before, basically a week before the start of on-field OTAs. So everything moving forward in a positive direction.
No doubt about it. Johnny Mac, thanks for doing it today, brother. We'll talk to you in the morning on Birds 365 from 8 to 10 a.m. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks, all.
All right. There's Johnny Mac, John McMullen joining me here on a special Football 24/7 edition. I did not expect to be doing a Football 24/7 today. A little Monday breaking news, everybody. On May 19th, Nick Sirianni gets the deal. What will Big Sills talk about today? Oh, baby. 2 to 6, the National Football Show should be a good one today. I'll take a couple comments from the great people of Jacob Nation on Nick Sirianni. You know, I do think it's interesting to kind of think about where this organization is, because as successful as Nick has been, you know, it's fair for one to wonder, well, do they think it's Nick that has the, you know, is it Nick the reason? Is Howie the reason? Is Lurie the reason? Do they feel as though, you know, the setup that they've created, the organization, the business that they've created allows Nick to be more successful? A big pay raise means what? Means big expectations and the expectation of big results to continue here in Philadelphia. So major congrats to Nick Sirianni. I think it's well-deserved. It's well-earned. Okay. 4 years, 4 playoff appearances. You heard John talk about some of the accolades that he has here, you know, in terms of winningest coaches. Now, it's only 4-year sample size, but What he's done has been nothing short of amazing and certainly reached expectations. You know, it's one thing to assemble a great team. It's another thing to win as much as you do with that great team. Not everybody's able to do that. So Nick has done it. He's been to 2 Super Bowls in 4 years, which is remarkable in and of itself. He's got a Super Bowl ring already. And the golden era of the Birds, Mad Bird, I see you talking about it. The golden era of the Eagles will continue with Nick Sirianni, and we'll see how it all shakes out. Let me take a couple chats from the great people of Jacob Nation. Kyle Kikorski checking in with a super chat. Kyle, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. He says, Sirianni's got his contract, and Douglas is back. Now Roseman needs his contract. Now, Kyle, I will ask John about this in the morning, but I'm thinking how we got the deal done. Now, they typically like to keep the GM and the owner on the same deal at the same time. I think Howie already got his deal done, but we will see. I'll see if John can uncover some information about that, and we'll talk about that on Birds 365 in the morning. S. Clinton, Cintron checks in. Lurie is one of the best owners. You see how people and players love being with this team. There's no doubt, man. There's no doubt. Cintron, my thing, you know, the question on that for me would be, while I do not dispute what you said at all, my question on that would be, how much do they feel responsible for the success? And it's okay if they do. It's not typically how I would be. I think everybody, you know, plays a part in success. But, you know, you heard John talk about it, right? We thought Doug was going to have earned that by winning a Super Bowl here. 3 years later, see ya, bro. And then we're back to success. So in a way, the owner and the GM are validated, right? This is our team, and the success here is a product of what we do, not entirely the coach. So you add in the money, you add in the expectation, you do wonder, you know, what it will look like moving forward. And I think Nick will continue to have great success. I think he's a great football coach for sure. Alfredo checks in. What's up, Alfredo? Hope you're doing well, brother. He says, got to be a 5-year extension, right, Xander? Only makes sense. We hired him for 5 initially. Sorry for spamming. No worries, brother. All good. If you were spamming a little bit, wanted me to read your comment. I appreciate you, Alfredo. 5 years, what I would think. Yeah, that makes sense. 5-year probably makes sense. Maybe if they went out on a limb, they gave them more, but I doubt it. You know, and the other thing with coaching contracts, guys, is they're not something that's typically revealed to the public. Like Andy's was kind of weird when they revealed that he was making $20 million a year last year. Most of the other deals come through the grapevine on, you know, reporting and back end conversations of finding out what a coach makes, but you know, teams don't typically come out, hey, we signed this coach for this much money for this many years. It's not really how they do business. And you can tell the Eagles was done that way as well. You know, let me go and read the tweet to you guys that they originally put out. I was in the car, actually, when it broke. And I'm like, shoot, I got to get home and cover this breaking news here. But let me just read to you guys what the Eagles put out. Their tweet that they put out was, we've agreed on a multi-year extension with head coach Nick Sirianni. And then there's a, you know, an accompanying statement from the owner, but there's no years, there's no money, there's nothing there that says the information or the details on the contract. That's typically how it happens. So Nick, though, 1-time Super Bowl champion, 2-time NFC champion, 2-time NFC East champion, 100% playoff birth rate, which is impressive. I'd like to see him get more NFC East titles, right? We want to consistently win the NFC East, but, great news, man. Great news for Nick Sirianni. And again, whatever you think of him, whether he's your style or he's not, you know, I have my opinions on him. Again, my opinions are overrated. The guy's successful. You know, the guy wins, man. The guy's won. The guy's put the team in position to win. The guy's taken the talent that's on the roster, and he's put it consistently in the right position to win. This is with new coordinators, new defensive coordinators, new play callers, new quarterback coaches, all different things that, you know, go up and down, that change in the organization. And Nick continues to have success. So I do think he deserves a big piece of the credit for that. So well done by Nick Sirianni. And congratulations to him on a big contract extension. Well-deserved. I like when people get well-deserved deals. So well-deserved for Nick Sirianni. Stay tuned, everybody, on Jacob Sports. We got the National Football Show coming up from 2 to 6 today. All right, I'll be on there, I assume, at 3:30, depending on when Cilio has me on today, depending on if he has a guest or whatnot. But I'm looking forward to being on there today, talking about this with him. Appreciate you all being here. Hit the like button. All right, and if you're listening after the fact, drop your comment down below. And if you're new to the channel, subscribe to the channel. We are live every day covering the Philadelphia Eagles all through the offseason, 8 to 10 a.m., 2 to 6 in the afternoon every single day. So appreciate all you guys being here. Good to see all of Jacob Nation again this afternoon. Always a pleasant surprise when we get to talk mid-afternoon for some breaking news. And today we do it for Nick Sirianni. So appreciate all you guys, and I'll see you next time, everybody.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.